the early experience of our building our lives here is something that people have romanticized in various ways, and sometimes kind of funny ways, because some of the lives that were built here were really kind of outrageous. You can see it in some of the structures that were built, which are sort of the lives. The structures are the lives of the people. And some of them were pretty flimsy. But interesting, always interesting. And they always had a communal element, because when you built your life here, certainly in the early 70s, you didn't do it alone. God, it sounds like the Democrats now. Truly you didn't do it. Nothing was done alone. And so you've built your house and your existence with usually a very large number of people being involved. And you kept your place together and your vehicle together with the help of everybody around you. And again, this was a small number of people. You know, this was not the thousands that, I don't know even what the population of the Ridge is now.
2,600.
2,600. Well, I would say it was at most half of that. Maybe 1,000 people. And that was even divided into some effective circles, you know, of probably a few hundred here and a few hundred there in different neighborhoods. You know, that had some, quite a bit of interaction. But sometimes not. At any rate, the involvement with others was just enormous. And it had to do with how hard it was to do things. It was just really hard to build a house, for example, up here. There were obstacles of every kind you can think of. A lot of it was self-made, you know, just the way we all went about it. Gosh, there's just a tremendous amount of labor in everybody's house from everybody. My stairs, that was Bill Crosby. He accepted a serape that Marcia weaved for him, and built these stairs, which are just marvelous.